Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So you're not
off. We're running. It's over.
So you're not working the polls today.
No, I refuse to be part of a corrupt election.
Okay.
In New Jersey, you can't go vote in person. So, Comrade Murphy, he can stick it. I'm not working it.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's get on sports.
Hey, you asked.
That's right. I did ask it. And I got the answer. All right. So, once again, last night I didn't stay up for it. I got a friend who said, aren't you going to stay up for the Giant game tonight? And I said, why? Stay up and watch the way they're playing this year. They'll probably play a close game and lose it at the end like everything else. And guess what? They played a close game, and they lost at the end, and I got a fine night's sleep. I didn't have to worry about it at all. I slept. You know, they lost. It was a close game. Obviously, they played fairly well, and it's on to the next. Yeah,
I'm sure the media will spin it like they spin everything. Oh, the Giants make an improvement. They lost. You lost. That's like saying you're a little dead.
Yeah.
Not dead, but just a little dead.
Yeah.
You lost. There's no improvement. You lost. The only improvement is when you win.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you can have as many close games as you want, and that's fine. You can feel good about individual players if you want. But when you turn those close games into wins, then it's time to
then
be
you've
happy.
Improved. Until then, you lost.
And then it's time to be happy. I mean, it's just that's just as simple as it is. It doesn't get any more simpler than that. But anyway,
exactly.
And if you're a true sports fan, I don't care if you're a fanatic and you love a team, you realize that. You if you don't, then you know what? You should just stay locked up in your house because you're just going to have a very unhappy life.
Well, a lot of people are doing that.
I know.
They are locked up in their house.
So that was the. The news that I saw last night. Anything else that you've got in sports?
Yeah, I'll be civil about it. I'll just call them the Rats. The Rats from Notre Dame catch a break this week. They play Clemson, and if they beat Clemson, they'll say how Notre Dame has risen and they're back in charge. Clemson doesn't have their best player playing. He's like one day short of being cleared from whatever COVID test he took that came up positive from playing against Notre Dame. So he's one day short against playing against Notre Dame. So if Notre Dame wins, it's not a victory. It's a hollow victory. It's like saying, okay, we beat the Dodgers in 1959 without Don Drysdale and Sandy Koufax pitching. Doesn't mean anything. But in the world of college football, you have to win the games you play. And if Notre Dame wins, they'll leapfrog Clemson, which will be very unfortunate. But hopefully they get to meet each other again in a championship where Clemson can destroy them.
It's well, you know, I noticed that last week when I watched the Clemson game. By the way, I have been watching a lot of college football. I like college football. It's exciting. Clemson had a close game last week without their starting quarterback.
Well, it wasn't close. They were getting beat up.
Yeah,
they were losing
yeah.
like 21-3 because they had it on at the racetrack.
Yeah, but their coach is a good coach. He's one of the top two or three coaches.
Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah, he's just amazing. And so yeah, you're right. I was thinking about this. They're hyping this game as a big game and all the fun's taken out of it by not having Clemson with their starting quarterback.
He's probably the best player in college football.
Yeah, and by the way, Clemson might just very well beat. They might be good enough without him to beat Notre Dame. I think they are, by the way. But still, it takes any true effect of the game. It's like what's happening in the World Series and in Major League Baseball. Yeah, they played it. Yeah, they played 60 games. Yeah, they got the World Series. It's not the same as a regular season with a regular World Series. It's just not the same. And playing Clemson,
it's not like that at all. I don't think because it's a player. You're losing your player.
Yeah.
Not only are you playing in Notre Dame, you're losing your best player and the best player in college football.
Yeah.
That's a big disadvantage.
It's a huge disadvantage. Now, I want to go.
And I hope Clemson beats them shorthanded.
I think there's a real good chance they will. I really do. I think Clemson's defense can stop Notre Dame. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But we'll see what happens. That's why they play the game. Did you hear Bill Belichick yesterday? He was great.
No.
He was great. Some reporter said to him, what's he feel like? What's going on this year? What's the matter with the team? And here's Bill Belichick's answer. And this is why I love the guy, okay? Quote, we sold out. And the person says,
we sold out?
What the news person said, what do you mean you sold out? He said, very simply, we sold out. We won 3 Super Bowls, played in a 4th, played in an AFC championship game. This year, we had less to work with. It's not an excuse. It's a fact.
He's right.
I what a great answer. What a great answer. I mean, hey, what more do you want? We've done everything we've done. Basically saying we've managed to stitch together players year after year after year. This year, we didn't do that.
Back to that old Jack Nicholson line that the media can't take. The truth, you can't handle the truth. Belichick speaks the truth, and the media doesn't like it.
Yeah,
they like the fluff and everything else that goes with it. Belichick gets to the point, tells you the way it is, and if you don't like it, too bad. But he's giving you the truth. He don't lie about anything.
And I can tell you this. When he no longer is coaching the Patriots, he's going to be hired as a general manager of a football team. You wait and see.
If he wants the headache. All depends.
I think he'll want
when a guy like him is done, he might be done altogether.
You never can tell. But I'll tell you what. There's not a team that wouldn't hire him.
And you know who should be done?
Who?
The commissioner of baseball. You see what he's talking about?
No.
He thinks that this year's World Series was a good idea to play in a neutral site.
How stupid is that? How stupid,
stupid
is that?
Stupid as stupid does, and Manfred's pretty stupid.
One of the great things about going for the best record in baseball and for the best record in your division is so you can get your fans to see that extra game.
I mean, I don't understand what's happening. There must be stupid pills out in the world that people are taking because there's an awful lot of stupid people in the world.
I mean, it's what makes baseball. It's what makes getting the home field advantage worthwhile. I mean, it's why people pay money for tickets is because they like to get in there, and whether or not the crowd can affect the game, that's not even part of it. But the whole thing is, baseball isn't being played just for the players. Yeah, the players like to excel and win championships, but it's also being played for the fans. And to say that is just plain stupid. If they do that,
100% correct.
That'll be the biggest mistake that baseball could ever make, and they will not recover from it.
I mean, football. The original Super Bowl was to be played in a area where the weather's good and the weather won't affect the game. That's why they played in California and Florida for so many years. Now you got indoor stadiums that you can play at and whatever. That's the reason why football's been played there. Baseball, there's no reason for it. There's absolutely no reason for it. Why they did it this year, I don't know. Why they chose Texas, I don't know. I know why they picked one site, so the players don't have to travel and they won't get sick. But why they chose Texas, I have no idea.
Well, they
did what they did, and it is what it is, and it should be a one-time failed experiment due to the necessity of situation. And then next year you go back to status quo.
Can you imagine? Football is different. There's a one-game playoff for the championship. There's a one-game playoff for the Super Bowl. But still, home field advantage is part of the playoff system.
Until
the Super Bowl. And you know what? Baseball and hockey. If hockey were to ever do this, the fans would go crazy. They would go crazy.
Yeah.
I hope baseball fans stand up and say, no, 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 no.
I hope the teams stand up. The fans don't have a say in it. The fans, they don't care what the fans want. The teams or the owners are going to have to say no. No way.
Yeah, amazing. Have a World Series in a neutral site.
And a lot of these baseball stadiums are owned by the teams.
Yeah.
So when you do have a World Series, it's generating revenue for your team. So if you go play in, Miami, you're not generating revenue for your team because the owner down of Miami Stadium is not going to be nice enough to say, yeah, you can use it. You can keep everything that goes with it. That's not happening. Manfred, he like I said, he's taking stupid pills.
And by the way, it's not only good for the team; it's good for the economy around the stadium. Let's just put it that way. I just know that from years of going to football games. You don't just drive to the stadium and drive home. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. Well, anyways, well, that's enough for our criticism for today, Mike.
Isn't it crazy how sports is like just insane?
I know. All right. Well, speaking of insane, I'll speak to you tomorrow morning. We'll see what's up.
Okay. Yeah, they drew the post for the Breeders' Cup. So, excuse me. What's today? Today's Tuesday? So they run Friday. So I guess we'll start Thursday. We'll do Friday's races Thursday and Saturday's races on Friday.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good day.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kosky with the check on sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web.